May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Normans knew a thing or two about making their mark and demonstrating their values to the world. You only need to look at the cathedrals at Durham and Lincoln to see that. Set on hills and visible for miles around in all directions, with a castle set next to it, they showed the twin seats of power embodied in church and state. They were certainly not apologizing for their presence, far from it. And whilst many might feel uncomfortable these days with the church so clearly identified with the power and force of the state, the architecture of those two cathedrals and many other cathedrals around the world speaks in stone of this morning's gospel reading. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. It's there for all to see. But the reading then goes on from the built environment to focus on people, on you and me. You are the salt of the earth, and let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So as followers of Christ, we're called to bring flavour, to bring taste to our world, to bring light into a dark and needy world. The light that we have received isn't something to keep to ourselves. It's for sharing with others and showing them the path to the fullness of life in God. William Temple, a former Archbishop of Canterbury, wrote that the church is the only organization that exists for those who are not its members. The church is called to offer itself, to pour out itself for the lives of others. The questions then that flow from the first part of our gospel reading is, who are we then? And what are we called to be and to do as light of the world, as salt to the earth? The season of gifts, which we've been celebrating for the past 3 weeks, is our opportunity to reflect on these questions as we seek to see how we can let our own light shine and respond to the overflowing, overwhelming love of God. I hope that you've had a chance to look at one of the packs. If you haven't done, please do take one away from the back of the cathedral today. In it, you'll be able to see what it costs to run the cathedral week by week and month by month, just where the money goes, just where we expect our income to come from during this coming year. 2016 was a very challenging and uncertain year financially in the life of our cathedral, with lower than expected sales for our conference rooms and in the refectory. Over the years, we've perhaps become too dependent on these two income streams, and so we've had to take a prudent look to see where we can reduce costs and cut our cloth accordingly. This time last year, in the season of gifts, over 70 people responded very generously to our appeal, and nearly £43,000 was pledged. But with a congregation as large as ours here at Southwark, it would be wonderful if each and every person felt able to respond to the love of God in Christ Jesus. This isn't simply a message for a few people, it's a message for each one of us, for all of us. In the booklet that you've received in the season of gifts, there are quotations from members of our cathedral community, highlighting what Southwark means to each one of them. We've also had a series of testimonies giving a human face to the season of gifts. One of the responses to last year's appeal was that it's good to hear from ordinary members of our congregation, not simply listening to clergy. So I hope that these testimonies will stimulate you in your reflecting on your own commitment as disciples of Jesus. What this place means to you. How can we be salt to the earth and light to the world? I know that many of you currently volunteer across the city and particularly here in the cathedral. It's not often we do this in the cathedral, but I wonder if you are a volunteer in the cathedral, if you would put up your hand, and then we can see how many people actually volunteer. Do have a look around and see how many volunteers there are. Thank you. Now, if you volunteer somewhere else outside of the cathedral, would you also put your hand up? Again, a huge number of people. We're enormously grateful for all that you do, both here in the cathedral, but also in the wider community. This place simply couldn't function or flourish without your help, without your commitment. It might be that you've been thinking about a new role for volunteering, or that you'd like to volunteer for the first time. And if so, I would encourage you to speak with our volunteers officer, Michelle Ford, to discuss the possibilities. Michelle had hoped to be here this morning so that I could introduce you to her. Sadly, she's ill, but her contact details are in the volunteering pack, in the Season of Gifts pack. This season is an opportunity to reassess our own discipleship and where God and our cathedral lies in our priorities. These are very big questions, and I'd ask that each of us prayerfully considers our response. The Church of England suggests that we offer 5% of our income to the place where we worship, and a further 5% to other charities outside the church. And that guides my own giving. But for each one of us here, there will be a very different response. In practical terms, if you currently put money on the plate or in one of the yellow gift aid envelopes, I'd ask you to consider giving by standing order, as this helps us to plan better financially. And we can collect your collection, your offering, even when you aren't able to be here. Some people find it difficult to let the collection plate go past if you're paying by standing order. And so you won't be able to see this at the back, but there are small credit card-sized cards which you can put in. You collect from the back of the cathedral when you arrive. You put into the collection as it goes past. If you're a UK taxpayer, then I urge you to complete a gift aid declaration so that we can reclaim 25 pence in the pound from the government. The increase we're looking for is £2,250 a month, which is about £560 a week. £1,000 of this is needed to help us meet our budget target for the coming year. But we want to do more than that. In order to be able to further and develop our mission and ministry during the coming year, we would like to have a families and young people's worker. This has been an aspiration in the cathedral for many years, and we still haven't achieved it. But with your help, we would be able to achieve it. With £1,250 a month. With that amount, we could employ a worker, share a worker between St Hugh's, the Cathedral, and St George the Martyr on Borough High Street. A worker who would work across the three parishes, doing some things together and some things separately. That person would support our existing children's work, but also expand our offer to young people and their families, which is such an important and vital part of our future life as a cathedral and as a parish. When it comes to responding to God's love for us, there's no one size that fits all. For every single person in the cathedral today, there will be a very different response. All I ask is that you pray about it, reflect about it, and then, if you feel able to respond. And you can respond on the personal response sheet, which is in the pack, and either bring it back on a Sunday morning and put it on the collection, or take it or post it to the cathedral office. Reflecting this morning on how we can be light to the world, salt to the earth, I'd like to leave you with words of a prayer, the Grail Prayer on discipleship. Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my eyes to see as you do. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart that you may love in me, your Father and all humanity. I give you my whole self that you may grow in me, so that it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me.